toxic positivity, the harmful effects of ignoring difficult emotions. In a world where positivity is often celebrated and encouraged, it may seem counterintuitive to label any form of positivity as toxic. However, toxic positivity is a real and significant issue that can have detrimental effects on mental health and well-being. In today's article, we'll delve into the concept of toxic positivity, explore its characteristics, and discuss the harmful impact it can have on individuals and communities. To watch the extended YouTube version of this article, click the link below. In the video, I also discuss some of my background, coming from an unbelievably negative family, together with a bit of my journey from negativity to positivity. Part 1. Defining toxic positivity. Toxic positivity is the excessive and unhealthy emphasis on maintaining a positive attitude, even in situations where it's neither natural nor appropriate. It involves invalidating or suppressing authentic emotions, particularly negative ones, in favour of always appearing happy and optimistic. While the intention behind toxic positivity may be well-meaning, it often leads to emotional denial, repression, and the dismissal of genuine feelings. Characteristics of toxic positivity. Denial of negative emotions. One of the key characteristics of toxic positivity is the refusal to acknowledge or express negative emotions. People who practice toxic positivity may dismiss feelings of sadness, anger, grief, or anxiety, labeling them as bad or unproductive. Pressure to always be happy. Toxic positivity places immense pressure on individuals to maintain a facade of happiness at all times, even when they are going through difficult or challenging experiences. This can lead to a sense of isolation and shame for those who are struggling. Minimization of pain. Those who engage in toxic positivity can often downplay the severity of someone else's pain or suffering by offering an overly simplistic solution or responses like just think positive or everything happens for a reason. Invalidating emotions. Toxic positivity invalidates an individual's emotions by suggesting that they're wrong or inappropriate for feeling the way they do. Phrases like "you shouldn't feel that way" or "there are others far worse off than you" can be harmful and dismissive. Fear of being a burden. People subjected to toxic positivity may develop a fear of burdening others with their problems or emotions. They may suppress their feelings to avoid inconveniencing friends and family. Part 2. The harmful effects of toxic positivity. Suppressed emotions. Perhaps the most evident harm of toxic positivity is the suppression of genuine emotions. When individuals are pressurized to hide their true feelings, it can lead to emotional repression, which can eventually manifest as psychological issues such as anxiety and depression. Lack of emotional authenticity. Toxic positivity promotes a culture of emotional inauthenticity, where individuals feel compelled to wear a mask of perpetual happiness. This can hinder genuine connections and conversations, preventing the expression of vulnerability and mutual support. Prolonged grief and trauma. When people are told to move on or get over it too soon after a traumatic event, it can prevent them from properly processing their emotions and healing. This can lead to long-term emotional scars and unresolved trauma. Increased stress and anxiety. The pressure to maintain a positive facade can be incredibly stressful. People may become anxious about appearing happy even when they're not, leading to increased stress and anxiety disorders. Diminished self-worth. Individuals who constantly need to suppress their authentic emotions may develop a diminished sense of self-worth. They may perceive themselves as weak or flawed for not being able to maintain a consistent positive outlook. Erosion of trust. Toxic positivity can erode trust in relationships because it creates a sense of dishonesty. When people feel that they can't be their authentic or vulnerable selves with others, it can damage the foundation of trust within those relationships. Part 3, how to recognize and combat toxic positivity. Recognizing toxic positivity is the first step in addressing this harmful mindset. Here are some strategies for identifying and combating toxic positivity. Self-awareness. Reflect on your own attitudes and responses to negative emotions. Are you guilty of invalidating or suppressing your own feelings? Awareness is the first step towards change. Encourage open communication. Create an environment where it's safe for individuals to express their true emotions without the fear of judgment or dismissal. Encourage honest conversations and active listening. Practice empathy. Try to understand and empathize with the emotions and experiences of others, even if they differ from your own. Avoid minimizing or invalidating their feelings. Embrace the full spectrum of emotions. Understand that it is natural and healthy to experience a wide range of positive and negative emotions. Embracing this spectrum allows for personal growth and resilience. Seek professional help. If you find that toxic positivity has taken a toll on your mental health or the mental health of somebody you care about, consider seeking support from a therapist, coach, or mental health professional who can help you navigate these issues. The wrap-up. Toxic positivity is a well-intentioned but ultimately harmful mindset that can have significant negative consequences on individuals' mental health and well-being. Recognizing its characteristics and understanding its impact is crucial for fostering a culture of emotional authenticity, empathy, and support. By encouraging open conversations about our emotions and embracing the full spectrum of human experiences, we can move away from toxic positivity and towards a healthier and more compassionate way of relating to others and ourselves. What next? Again, to watch the extended YouTube version of the article, I'll leave the link below. If you do head over to YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I need 1,000 YouTube subscribers to be able to do live streaming. So if you could help me out with that, I'd be incredibly grateful. Subscribing is completely free and I don't have access to any of your details. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to get my newsletter straight to your email inbox, click the newsletter tab at the top of the page. As always, thanks for your continued support.